Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Linz Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pierre. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wegner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsapa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden and Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pierre Governor Volleyball.
And hello and a good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Another day of high school volleyball coming your way. Our third of three straight days of Governor Sports coming to you here on River 92.7, your official voice of the Governors and DRGnews.com. I'm Brian Olkin from Golden Eagle Arena in Aberdeen and the campus of Aberdeen Central High School. And just like that, strike up the band. It'll be a little bit loud. We'll try to stay above that as the Pier Governors are welcomed in by the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Two teams off to similarly good starts on the season. The Govs, after a win at Douglas in straight sets on Thursday night, take on a 3-1 Aberdeen Central team. While the Govs were at Douglas, Aberdeen Central was down the road at Huron, and they played a full five sets, but coming up short in a loss at 15-12 on that one, so 3-1. With a 1-1 mark in the ESD. Two teams that know each other pretty well, and we expect a very good volleyball match coming for you here today. Good to have you along with Heather Williams in studio and Daniel Peterson, I believe it is. I apologize if I got that wrong, along with Caleb Brozek running camera direction. We are here to bring you the live video stream as well through gogovs.live and our website too, drgnews.com, the River 92.7 page. Here in Aberdeen, we've got some things to talk about, and we'll do that in our Becky Potsapa State Farm Insurance Agency pregame show. We'll take a look around the state of South Dakota here in this weekend, how volleyball and standings and schedules are shaping up. So we'll take a look at upcoming action as well. We've got coaches' conversations, keys to success, starting lineups, and a whole lot more coming to you from the Becky Potsapa State Farm Insurance Agency pregame show. We'll begin that in 2 minutes as you listen to Pierre Governor Volleyball on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGnews.com.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsapa State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsapa State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsapa State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
One team. The Pier Governors know what that means. And so do the men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office. No matter how good you are, A good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. If you want to know more about the Hughes County Sheriff's Office and their 361 team, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office and the Peer Govs, winning teams.
Hello again from Aberdeen, and Brian Oakland with you as we get into the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. Prelude to Governor Volleyball for your Saturday afternoon, and our broadcast originating, as per usual, from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. We love coming here to Aberdeen Central, A, for the popcorn, B, because they give us a good look at our port view down below from the hospitality mezzanine, and you get a good look at that if you're watching the live video stream at drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page. So thanks to the Hughes County Sheriff's Office, all those men and women for doing what they do, and first responders everywhere for doing what they do, but especially for giving us, in this case, a place to sit to give you Governor Volleyball from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Well, we take a look at what's going on in South Dakota coming into this weekend as the updated standings for unbeaten teams, the ranks of which lost a team the other night when Aberdeen Central suffered their first loss of the season to still unbeaten Huron, who is 5-0. Harrisburg is 6-0. The Governors are 4-0 so far, with O'Gorman at 3-0. Sioux Falls Jefferson with 2 5-set victories last week, and they are 2-0 as well. A couple of other teams faring quite well still. Aberdeen at 3-1 on the season. Rapid City Stevens, who had 3-0 in a tourney in Gillette, Wyoming yesterday. They're playing more volleyball today as well. Now 4-2. Sioux Falls Lincoln and Watertown are 4-3 each. And some scores. Mitchell, by the way, who the Governors will host on Tuesday night, is 3-2 so far. Some scores from Thursday night, in addition to the Governors defeating Douglas in straight sets and Aberdeen losing in five at Huron. That was a 15-12 loss in that fifth game. And we're going to have a conversation about that match with head coach Jackie Bindenagel of Aberdeen Central later on in the pregame. Watertown swept Brookings of the Civic Arena the other night. Yankton went to Class A. Beersford fell short in five sets. Sioux Falls Lincoln swept Sioux Falls Roosevelt. And out west, Rapid City Christian, a sweep of Sturgis. And again, the Rapid City schools are playing in Gillette, Wyoming. I saw Stevens went 3-0 yesterday. Central won one game. They had two other matches that didn't have immediate reports on it, though. And again, they're playing more there today. Here today, Pierre playing at Aberdeen. In addition to that, Huron is at Mitchell. So all of the old District 3 AA playing each other. Harrisburg, meanwhile, hosts Class A T area. Into the week ahead, next action for the Governors will be Tuesday night when they host Mitchell. We'll be at Rick's Eye Gym with a 6:30 pregame and airtime there. And first serve at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night when the Governors host the Colonels. Huron will go to Watertown on Tuesday. Brandon Valley to Sioux Falls Lincoln. Sioux Falls Roosevelt will host Yankton. Also at Sioux Falls, it'll be Washington at Jefferson. Out west, Douglas goes to Hill City. Spearfish hosts Rapid City Christian, and Sturgis plays host to Custer. Aberdeen Central's next action after tonight will be similar to the Governors. Traveling partners, they'll both be going out to Sturgis and Spearfish. Friday night, the Govs at Sturgis, Aberdeen at Spearfish. Saturday afternoon, Govs at Spearfish, Aberdeen Central at Sturgis. A look at upcoming action here for both of these teams and the rest of Class AA, the state of high school volleyball in South Dakota. 2-minute break and our coaches' conversations coming up. Keys to Success brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care. On the way out to the break, we remind you the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, as they celebrate being a part of a team, tells us all to buckle up every trip, every time, and put the phone away. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Back with Tiffany Sosa, the head coach of the Peer Governors. Next, this is Peer Governor Volleyball.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
With another school year in sports upon us, Beck Motor Company would like to wish all students and staff a great school year. Proud to support our communities for over 50 years, we're here for all your automotive needs. Call us at 224-5912. Visit us at beck-motors.com. Safe travels from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
All right, here we go. In Keys to Success with Tiffany Sosa, the Governor head coach, on a 4-0 start. A nice effort, coach, the other night out in Douglas. You go into that match, kind of take care of business, knowing that you would be heavily favored. Douglas showed some pretty good things at times, I think, but you kind of got to the point where that third set was more of the enough is enough, and you did what you set out to do, serving aggressively, and that led to a fairly easy win for you.
Yeah. You know, I think when we can throw teams out of system is when we're at our best, and that's what our goal was. That's going to be the same goal tonight. When we do it and we're all on the same page doing it, we, you know, things happen for us. So that'll be the goal again tonight.
So again, yeah, tonight or this afternoon brings you to Aberdeen Central, and now it's time to get a little serious about volleyball. I mean, Aberdeen, we saw a 3-0 start for them, but they lost a 5-setter to Huron the other night, and this is the start of a string of teams maybe that you're going to need to be beating if you want to get back to that state tournament, if you want to get back to the goals that you have set for yourself this year.
Yeah, this is a good ESD opponent for us. You know, we've only seen Watertown and haven't had a chance to get it. There's a lot of good ESD schools right now, and Aberdeen's certainly one of them. Have a lot of power on the outside. Both their outside hitters get a lot of kills from them. And then a great defense. So we know that tonight's a battle. Made a couple changes that we think is going to put us in, you know, a good position to do well. But, again, it's changes, so we'll have to see how it goes.
Well, and you're looking at if you look at things on paper, score-wise, I guess, you had a four-set win over Rapid City Stevens. The very next day, Stevens loses up here in four sets. So it could be very evenly matched here.
Yeah, I looked at those same scores too, you know, and a lot of our sets were similar with Central as well. So, you know, I think they have a lot of similarities. They're heavy outside. We like to use their outsides, but we love our middles. And I think we move the ball a little bit more. I think we're a little bit more balanced offensively, but we've got to serve, receive, and pass well if we're going to be able to use everybody. So that's where we're up to tonight.
Such a real good tradition up here in Aberdeen. They did kind of take a bit of a step back last year, but what we've seen so far, it looks like they're going to be right in the mix with everybody else this year again.
Yeah, I think so. They've got a couple of leaders out there that have some experience, played a lot last year, you know, in their libero position, and their two outside hitters are just fundamentally great players, and they're going to cause some trouble for us. So set up some defense for them and know who we're going to go out on offense and to see how it goes.
All right. Getting that block set up, though, against those big hitters up there, what are the keys to success in making things like that happen to your advantage today?
Yeah, we tried to line up, I think Lily's an outstanding blocker. We're trying to line her up with their first outside hitter and have her and Reese go battle over there. I think they set up a pretty tough block, and so we've got that lined up against their starting lineup, and then we're going to set Danny up there over their second outside hitter, and she's been doing well blocking in practice. She's been back now for a couple weeks, so I think she'll be ready to go.
You're talking about making some changes in the back row too. Going to try Remy at libero, and what is that going to hopefully bring about today?
Yeah, well, she's been serve receiving really well for us, really consistently. So we're going to keep her back there for six full rotations on serve receive, and then she just provides some leadership back there that I think we've been lacking. Our girls have been working hard in passing all back there. It's just, she just directs traffic and tells people where to go and keeps them upbeat and keeps talking. And I think some senior leadership back there is just what we need.
Okay. Any other keys to success today?
Yeah, we're just going to go aggressive. Serve and swing hard and try and throw them out of system. That's what we got
to
do.
All right, Coach, looking forward to it. Good luck, all right?
Thanks, Brian.
There's Stephanie Sosa, the head coach of the Peer Governors. Coach's comments and keys to success that are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. We'll hear from them, and it's Jackie Bindenagel of Aberdeen Central next as keys to success continue in our Governor pregame.
Central Dakota Eye Care continues to grow. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek. I've recently joined the practice at Central Dakota Eye Care. I'm excited to move back to Peer, and I am accepting new patients of all ages. We offer state-of-the-art equipment, trained staff, and the best selection of eyewear and contact lenses. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key to finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 for an appointment. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Peer. Better vision for a great life.
More keys to success. Let's talk with the home head coach this afternoon, Jackie Bindenagel of Aberdeen Central. Off to a pretty good start, Coach. Kind of like Peer is. You played a similar schedule, obviously, with being travel partners and things like that. But 3-0 to start, and then Tuesday night you go to Huron and have one of those old good old district 3AA knockdown dragouts and a 5-setter, and they got you in the end. You had some hardships to overcome, but so far I think you like where you're at, don't you?
Yeah, we feel like we're in a pretty good spot, and the kids are playing hard, and our lineup is still kind of shifting around as we find some people that are going to work really well together. But no, we're pleased with where we're at.
Speaking of that, the transitions that you're going through with now replacing some people, you've got some injuries to deal with, but what are the challenges that are facing you in that regard?
Well, Anna Malchow will play that libero spot for Sydney Evans, and we're really excited for Anna because she's fantastic at what she does. So that's one adjustment that you'll see tonight. And Emma Dorr is a freshman, and she'll come into the back row on the right side to fill a spot.
So looking for chemistry initially,
yeah,
with your regular lineup, but now you kind of have to find that in short duty. Hopefully Sydney Evans and company going to be back to normal pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we should have Sydney back within a week. That would be great. Sydney's just really steady for us emotionally too. So, you know, some of those other kids, this is an opportunity for them to fill that emotional leadership spot.
Last year was kind of a down year for Aberdeen, mm-hmm, which is very rare in the sport of volleyball. But so far, I think what we're seeing is you're kind of getting back, yep, to where you want to be. And there's, you know, you're only going to go upward from here, it looks like.
Right. We're really focused on what we look like end of October and into November, because, I mean, we need to play well in the meantime so that we put ourselves in a good position for playoffs, but the adjustments we're making, hopefully it will lead us in the right direction.
All right. You got Peer in here today, and, you know, obviously some good stiff competition here once again. Another 3AA old-time rivalry, but Peer is, like we talked about, kind of off to a pretty good start. What are you seeing from them?
Yeah, they're a fantastic team. They're well-coached, and they just got some great athletes with a lot of experience. They had a really nice season last year, too, and have a lot of those players back. So we're hoping to play really well with them.
And now with the momentum that you got, even though you had to play 5 sets the other night, I think that kind of sets you up. And that maybe that's the kind of match you wanted coming into this one, your next one.
Yeah, we want those matches every night, just because that competition makes us better. And our kids, you know, there was a couple sets. I think it was set 4. We were down and just clawed back and force that fifth set. So that's what we're looking for from our kids, is learning to compete and work through some adversity.
It's the beauty of high school sports. A lot of sports will have that, but volleyball is special.
Yeah, it is. It is. And this is a really fun crew to work with. So we're looking forward to a good year.
All right. What are the biggest challenges then that the peer gives to you that you have to kind of guard against or overcome?
They have a fantastic offense, and they have a lot of hitters that just can place the ball really well. So we're hoping our defense is in the right spots and can pick those up.
Okay. Any other keys to success today?
We just need to play well together.
All right. Coach, appreciate your time as always. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jackie Bindenagel, the head coach of the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles in her third year running the program, and off to a 3-1 start. Thanks to the coach for comments. And keys to success from the Golden Eagle side of things, sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Starting lineups coming up next. Another 2-minute timeout. This is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show in Pierre Governor Volleyball.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest growing companies in South Dakota.
Back at Golden Eagle Arena, a minute and a half left in our pregame countdown. Let's get into the starting lineups brought to you in our pregame by EnviroTech in Pierre. And a little bit of a change for the Pierre Governors. We'll start with them as Remington Price, who is normally an all-around player, going to try the back row and a defensive specialist today. She'll play the libero, and Lainey Rinke will be a defensive specialist in the back row, the 5'6 junior. Price, again, the libero senior. The setters will be Lily Sanchez, the 5'9 senior, also doing some hitting when given the opportunity. Elise Christopherson, a 5'7 junior setter, playing through her trips in the back row too. Primary hitters up front, McKenna Schleckaway, the 5'11 senior in the middle. Reese Terwilliger, the 5'11 junior in the middle. And Avery Kaiser on the outside, the 6-foot senior. Rinke Sanchez, Schleckaway, Christopherson, Kaiser, Terwilliger, the starting 6 with Remy Price, the libero. Danny Beck up front, Grace Soma in the back row, and Campbell Boddicker, we understand, will get some front row time today, a 5'10 junior, among others. For the 4-0, Pierre Governors, head coached by Tiffany Stoser, assisted by Alexis Terwilliger, Chloe Kaiser, Kim Byerly, and Taylor Hyde, the starting lineups for the Governors. It's here from EnviroTech, and the Eagle starters are next in Pierre Governor Volleyball.
EnviroTech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what is handed to you, EnviroTech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call EnviroTech at 605-224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at EnviroTechWaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect. Check their website or receive a robocall for collection schedule because of weather or holidays. EnviroTech has you covered.
EnviroTech starting lineup for the home team, Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, and they've had a little shakeup too due to a collision on the court in Huron the other night. Their primary libero, whom Tiffany Stoser speaks very highly of, Sydney Evans, a 5'4" senior, will not play due to concussion symptoms. She has passed her test, but they're going to give her a little extra time and will be back later, maybe next weekend. So Anna Malchow, a regular defensive specialist in the back row, will play the libero spot for Aberdeen Central today. Setter is Aralee Waldo, a 5'5" junior, and she'll set up also with Sawyer Barr in the back row, 5'6" junior. Leah Goff is a hitter at 5'8" and a senior on the outside. Really one to watch will be Grace Cook, a 6-foot junior outside hitter. Ashley Wangler is a 6-foot junior. Taryn Neiman, a 6-foot junior. And Lauren Burkhard, sister of the standout Peyton Burkhard, who is just an 8th grader. Lauren is. She is a 6-footer, though. She'll hit from the outside, too. So a lot of 6-foot height up there for Aberdeen Central. And Waldo, Barr, Goff, Cook, Wangler, Neiman, and Burkhard, among others, who will get in there for the Golden Eagles. 3-1 on the season, 1-1 in the ESD. Jackie Bindenagel, the head coach, Steph Daly, Maya Malchow, Kayla Nicholson, and Mia Bergen are the assistants for the Golden Eagles. Those are the starting lineups sponsored by Envirotech in Pierre. The other starting lineup is the naming of today's game officials. Our game officials are the law on the court. We thank them for doing what is often a thankless job in officiating high school sports. Today's game officials are Gary Duffy and Terry Duffy at the net. Megan Kusler and Jordan Mankin will be the line judges today as well. Gary Duffy, Terry Duffy, Megan Kusler, Jordan Mankin, our game officials, our law on the court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Let's take a 2-minute break and we'll come back. Actually, I think we can make it 3 minutes, and we're back for the first serve. High school volleyball, Aberdeen and Pierre. On the way, your official voice to the Governor's River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Hey, DQ fans, we're giving the people what they want. 2 Blizzard Treats of the Month. That's right, September means pumpkin pie, and the brand new Cinnamon Roll Center's Blizzard Treat have arrived. We're so excited, we just couldn't wait to tell you. Pumpkin pie is a fall classic made with real pumpkin pie pieces, and the new Cinnamon Roll Center's is jam-packed with your favorite soft cinnamon roll pieces. Hurry in and taste them for yourself today, only at DQ. Happy, taste good.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pierre. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. ComTech, come see what you've been missing.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, and we are underway, courtesy of the ComTech opening serve of today's action. And with the ball a few times over the net, Aberdeen Central with some good defense against a big shot by Avery Kaiser early on in that sequence. But the Eagles on the second attack by the Governors in that rally end up in the net, and Pierre will strike first. First serve was put in play by Sawyer Barr of Aberdeen Central, but Reese Terwilliger, who served so well on Thursday night, serves first here today. Her first effort, however, is in the nets, and a service error will give it to Aberdeen, and a 1-1 start. Now, Adam Alchaldi, the plan B libero, putting this one in play. She'll get a free ball back to help set things up for the Eagles in system, and they will set up Grace Cook on the outside left, near side. She'll get it down in front of that Governor block. 2-1, Aberdeen Central with their first lead. We're just underway. Governor volleyball here from Aberdeen. We expect a real good one today. Slide out to McKenna. Schleckaway is denied. Cook off of the net will get one away. Good pass up front. Sanchez to Schleckaway. The little tapper crawled on the net a bit, and then it went over to the Aberdeen side. They'll free ball it back from the back rope. You're going to have to free ball the return from Lady Rinke here. This is Barr up to the center, and a big swat in the middle for Ashley Wangler, but she is blocked, and the Eagles get a hand on it. Can't keep it in place, so a good job up front by the Governor. Front line, put Schleck away, and maybe Sanchez in the mix there, Pierre, in a 2-2 tie. Lily Sanchez rotating to serve, and a good one there. Ranging over is Barr in front of Anna Malchow, tried to take that one, but unable to make a play, and Lily will get the first ace of the afternoon. We're back and forth to a 3-2 Governor lead. Brian Oakland with a play-by-play. Heather Williams and Caleb Brozek providing technical direction, audio, and visual. There's a good swat there. Nice keep alive by Kaiser, but right back to the Eagles. And then, again, it's Rinke to keep it alive. Avery on the run, but she'll miss fire a little bit long. Boy, that's good net play both sides. Kind of like a tennis volley where both players are just swatting it back and forth, and it's all about reflexes and anticipation. But Aberdeen gets the last say on this sequence, and it'll be 3-3. We're tied. Aberdeen Central hitting right to left or far court to near, given the angle that we're at. Serving this time was Emma Dorer, a 5'7 freshman. Pierre coming back on the attack. Kaiser is going to be dug out again. Boy, Pierre's block is up there. There's a good one for Schleckaway into a bit of a lift, a two-time hit. Kind of a catch there for Wangler up front. So Schleckaway going to be in on a second block of the afternoon, and the Governors will get a side out holding the Eagles to a one and done. Already we're seeing such good play on both sides of the net. We're only 7 points into this match. Outside, Aberdeen Central bumps, set, spike. Wangler gets this one through the block, and that will go. Their second kill. And Pierre is relegated to one and done. Coming in to serve now is Madison Miller, a 5'7 junior setter. And where we talk about Sydney Evans and the concussion she sustained in Huron the other night, she collided with Miller, who also suffered the effects. She actually broke her nose and is wearing a clear plated face mask here. He got in on the return, and the Eagles get it up outside. And Leah Goff, who is playing the front row where Sawyer Barr plays the back row for the Eagles, Goff gets her first kill. Governor's without a kill yet. They trail 5-4. Schleckaway backing off, plays this one, passed up front by Price. Little tapper. Aberdeen's going to have to free ball it back. They didn't quite get what they wanted out of that one. Here's Christofferson to Schleckaway. Tapper to the left side, far side, but it's a little bit too long. or wide and out of bounds. She tried to get that one on a little redirect angle. For the first time today, somebody's got a two-point lead. It's 6-4 Eagles as Kaiser will play the next serve up. And here's three hits for Aberdeen. Good little tapper outside for Lily Sanchez. And they will give the kill to Lily on that one, as well they should. First kill of the day for the goal, Governors. They've come back here on the swing outside for Goff, but Kaiser with a dig in the back row. Now Aberdeen has to scramble, and Malchow will shove it away. Sanchez bump pass outside, back row, and it's Kaiser just a little bit long. It looked like it was going up front, but Kaiser leaps from behind the 10-foot line, got up high, but just could not get that ball down in time. And the Eagles will take a 7-5 lead, and off the bench, coming in to serve is Maddie Aldridge, a 5'9 senior. Eagles putting in a lot of people, especially serving specialists. Kaiser plays this one up nicely to Christofferson. On the move here is Terwilliger back in up front. She is not able to get one down. It's another error. Now three for the Governors here in set number one, and that's the difference. This Aberdeen leads 8-5. Aldridge, again, right to left. Aberdeen Central in home white with royal blue numbers and trim. Behind the line attack there by Kaiser is blocked and then returned by Peer. And here's a tip. Swing and kill. Governor's got a hand on that. And it is Leah Goff. Once again, the Governors could use a little bit of a timeout. Aberdeen Central really coming to play so far. And they lead 9-5 here in game number one. Timeouts in the broadcast sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling. So grab a Coke and be back in 30 seconds. This is Peer Governor Volleyball.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peer, since 1881.
Back in Aberdeen as the Eagles get the quicker start and now to a 9-5 lead on top of the Governors. These two teams will play again in about 3 weeks, if I remember the schedule correctly. So it is the first of two meetings between Peer and Aberdeen Central on the season. Out of the Eagles serve, here comes the swing from Campbell Boddicker, her first swing of the day. And of the season, she gets her first varsity kill. Good to have Campbell in there. She's a hard-hitting 5'10" junior. Christofferson with a couple of assists in this sequence. But she will serve now, 9-6. Actually, she would have just checked in, I believe, unless she's playing all around. But at any rate, a service error for Elise. And she'll miss out of bounds from left to right. Aberdeen will get it right back, 10-6. They've got the lead. Hard to see some of these numbers, but number one, Aralee Waldo is the server this time. Good, quick set right there. Well done, Christofferson to Terwilliger. Reese's first kill of the day. Perfect pass to set that up, though. That's called getting in system right there, and the Governors did it perfectly. Laney Rinke will serve. Playing defensive specialist wearing black on black is everybody else other than Remy Price, who is the libero. Remy gets a dig here up to Sanchez, and the left-handed hook is over on hit number two and down for the kill. So a couple in a row here for the Governors as they try to cut a four-point deficit currently in half and trying to wipe it away completely. Rinke will use the left side of the service line. She'll go down the far sideline, played up front here. By the Eagles, there's another block. Terwilliger and Sanchez getting it back, and Aberdeen Central won't be able to clear. Third touch by Waldo, tried to punch it, but it stays in the net. Now three in a row for Peer. as Rinke will come again. 10-9, Aberdeen Central. We're in the first set, playing to 25. Every serve resulting in a point in rally scoring. This is Miller from the back row, and that didn't work for the Eagles. And now Jackie Bindenagel, who we understand is, it's her birthday today, is announced during the opening remarks and starting lineups here. Happy birthday, Coach Bindenagel, but I'll give you a timeout for your birthday right now, at least. A Coca-Cola break in the action. 10-10, first set. Good one going here, River 92-7. We're back in 30.
American Bank and Trust is inspired to give back to the peer community through the Peer Spirit Card program. Show your local school spirit with a debit card showing the Peer Governor's logo and give back to the Peer School District. For each purchase made with a Spirit Card, AB&T will donate a percentage of the purchase back to the Peer School District. Call or stop into your local branch today for more details and sign up for the Peer Spirit Card with American Bank and Trust. Go Governors! Member FDIC.
Governors with Laney Rinke still serving out of the timeout. Here's run off four in a row. They were down 6-10. Right now, 10-10, and Aberdeen in the net as Avery Kaiser pulls the string and palms a changeup down into the campfire anyway. Give Kaiser a kill on this one. Despite the Eagles being in the net, we like to pad stats around here, DRG Media Group. Rinke continues in serve. And she'll be there to cover up a two-handed tap. Over to Christofferson. Big swing for Williger. And this one will eat up the back row defense. And Madison Miller. Madison with that face mask. And again, a nose injury from the other night. But she stared that one down. But Terwilliger just put it in the right spot. Governors on a 6-0 run. And they lead 12-10. Rinke played up by Malchow this time. Early Waldo there is a good back set outside right. And it is Leah Goff with her third kill. That was well played by the Eagles, a point they, I won't say they needed desperately, but to end a six-point rally, certainly a good time for it if you're the Eagles. Sawyer Barr, the first server of the match, has rotated all the way around to serve a second time. And, ooh, that might have been over the net, but Pierre plays on. They'll swing it away. Aberdeen gets it back, and here the freshman, Lauren Burkhardt, with a couple of opportunities, but there's another block, and the Governors get a side out, and again, well-played defense. Christofferson actually gets her name called. I was looking on the stat sheet, maybe not a block, but a put-away for AC. 13-11, Governors lead. Serving is Terwilliger. She served first for Pierre. Burkhardt clears, just an eighth grader, but already 6 foot, and you can tell she's going to be a good one. Sanchez swings, but is blocked. She'll keep it alive. Now up in the air for Avery Kaiser, and Avery going to miss cross court left or right. Tough start here for Aves. I think she's got three errors against just one kill, which was more of a tapper. But she's still swinging hard, and the swingers will keep on swinging, that's for sure. Here's Price setting up to Avery. 10-foot line. There you go. Good angle out of the reach of Malchow. And Remy Price with a set assist to Avery Kaiser with her second kill. 14-12. Governor's lead by two. Set number one. It'll be Sanchez's turn to serve. Eagles play this one up. And the first play by Grace Cook. She gets it right back. Uses the net, but on the left sideline. Hammers it down, right down that near side, and a one and done there for the Govs. 14-13. Aberdeen Central with volleyball this afternoon. They are hosting football tonight. They'll entertain T Area out in the backyard at Swisher Field here from Golden Eagle Arena. Attempt there for Schleckaway is blocked. Eagles return it back. Kaiser with the dig, and the set stays in the back row. Price tried to clear it away, but Aberdeen coming back once again. Little tapper first. Sanchez to Price. Up front. Kaiser good through the block and down. Excellent understanding and communication here when Lily Sanchez, the setter, gets the first touch. It's Remy Price two times now who has set up Avery Kaiser with push set assists. Up to the front row. Kaiser's back to serve now. This one sails on the Aberdeen back line. And they can only free ball it away. Wengler, the last one to get it out of there. Now, coming out left side. Campbell Boddicker again. Aberdeen Central scrambles, but they clear it out on a free ball. Here's Danny Beck on a back set from Lily Sanchez. And Beck with a swinging kill right side. Talk with head coach Tiffany Stoser about how many weapons the Governors have. A lot of times they've had six players in the scoring column at least. Jackie Bindenagel of Aberdeen even mentioned all of the hitters that Peer has. Here's two Eagles who are going up in the back row to swing, and neither one of them able to make contact. That was a double whiff by the Eagles and a hitting error that gives the Governors a 17-13 advantage, three straight going for Peer. By the way, the Governors do have six players already in set number one with at least one kill. We've got another Coca-Cola timeout, Coca-Cola bottling of Peer, and we're back as the Govs lead by four, set one, River 92.7.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pier.
Governors were down early 10-6, but they've gone on a healthy run here. Currently on an 11-3 rally that has them up 17-13. Welcome back to set number one, Governors. In the road, Blacks hitting from left to right as Avery Kaiser serves. This one kind of sailed up and then came down just about a foot, maybe less, but it is long. Service error number three in this first set of the day for the Governors. Now Madison Miller back on to serve. Running jumper. Well, she'll return the favor. This one misses low and into the net. That's the first service error for the Eagles. 18-14. Somebody once took a little trip in 18-14. Country music reference. Anyway, back at it. As Remy Price serves, there's a block for the Governors. It's Reese Terwilliger. Danny Beck actually got her name called. I thought that was Terwilliger, but how about a double block there, Reese and Danny together? Good things happening for the Governors, and they're doing it defensively. Five-point advantage. Here's Wangler serving. There's another block, and again Terwilliger in on this one with Campbell Boddicker in the area. It's kind of a concern when we were running down starting lineups with all of the bigs up front for Aberdeen Central, which they have had for a number of years. Maybe not so much the last few. Here's Wangler a little ways away from the net, about 5 feet out, and a good setup there by Waldo. Ashley Wangler will get the swinging kill this time and a side out back to Aberdeen Central. But so far, overall, the Governors and their block is doing a pretty good job against all these six-foot hitters and attackers for the Golden Eagles. Addie Aldridge off the bench, 5'9 senior to serve. That's some hardware on the left knee. Kaiser in the middle back will play it right up. Christofferson out to Boddicker. Little Tapper is away. Tapper returned by the Eagles. Sanchez gets it up to Christofferson, and Kaiser swings again, but just missing. Boy, Avery Kaiser hasn't quite got to the dimensions of this court yet, and that kind of brings up a good point. Tiffany Stoser said the other night, Aberdeen, this court is so wide open. Obviously, the dimensions of the rectangle are the same as a slide outside from Christofferson to Terwilliger works in the Governor's favor. They lead 21-16. But outside of the court, the dimensions behind the tables courtside are so much bigger. And then the ends of the court, they're so much more spacious than maybe, you know, what the Governors are used to back at Riggs High Gym, for example. Sometimes it seems like you've got a lot more space, and Kaiser, for one, just hasn't quite gotten that in the back of her mind just yet. Volleys back and forth, but the Governors will get it from Sanchez to Twiggy, and Reese Terwilliger gets another swing and kill from the middle. front, and the Governor's starting to look pretty good. 22-16 with the lead. Christofferson serves. She'll lob it up, and this one hits a home run, too. AC 0-for-2 in serves so far, unfortunately. LaPierre does have a little bit of a cushion right now, leading by 5 with 3 points to go before claiming set number 1. Early Waldo, the setter, serves it away. Kaiser to Christofferson, to Williger, good shot, but Anna Malchow living up to the libero jersey there. But a free ball back. Now a chance for Sanchez, and the block comes right back. Lily's momentum was taking her to the left, but the block from Leah Goff and company sent that one back in the reverse direction, and it falls just inside the near sideline. 22-18, service point to the Eagles as Waldo comes again, but this one low and into the net. A second service miscue for Aberdeen Central. Campbell Boddicker checking out of the front, rotating to the back row, and now Lainey Rinke, the 5'6 junior, checking in. Lainey will serve. Steps into it. She had the best service run of the Governor so far, 6 in a row, that took them from 10-6 down to 12-10 up, and they haven't trailed since. Aberdeen swings, but they miss it low and into the net. Eagle fans not understanding that that ball was not touched by the Governors, at least the student body. That one was all tape. You could even hear it from up here. Set point for the Governors, 24-18, Rinke. Against the shrieks of the student body, Aberdeen swinging on the way back. Price lunges, so too to Sanchez, and then to Williger. What a great play. They'll play on. Now Price staring down another dig. Christofferson, line drive to Kaiser, somehow gets that bump over. Now the Eagles have the opportunity, but a block by Kaiser. Back to Aberdeen Central. Burkhardt tries, and another block for the Governors. And what a comeback by the Governors. Their defense wins this one. Kaiser with the solo block, and on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, game one to Pier, I believe, by the score of 25-18. They already wiped it away, but the scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. And that game two coming up, but a reminder that Pier Governor Volleyball brought to you on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com. In part by your peer sports marketing partners, who include Wagner Auto, Selkin Peterson Lingo, Walti Jones LLP, and by South Dakota's National Guard, Brad Rosa, Pitts Design and Build, Peer Dental Clinic at the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, by Olinger Law Firm, Iceberg Funeral Home, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, and those of us, DRG Media Group and James River Broadcasting, your peer sports marketing partners. We'll pause for 90 seconds. A good start for the Governors. They lead 1-0. We're back for game number 2. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
Access Health Fort Pier welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pier. Assuring access to quality healthcare.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Arena. The Governors down 10-6 early, but come from behind and win this one going away. Game number 1, 25-18, and they did it with defense. 5 blocks in that first set. McKenna Schleckaway, Reese Terwilliger, Avery Kaiser, Danny Beck, Campbell Boddicker, they're all putting that presence in up front, and the Golden Eagles not able to get them through. With much regularity, Pierre out kills Aberdeen 12-7 in that first set as well. The only service ace came from Lily Sanchez of Pierre. And both teams with five hitting errors as well. Standings in Class 11 or Class AA have Sioux Falls Jefferson at 2-0. Pierre is at 4-0. Huron, Harrisburg are unbeaten. So is O'Gorman, but put Aberdeen Central ahead of O'Gorman in the power rankings still. Actually, they're even with O'Gorman, so tied for fifth, but good starts for all of those teams. Of course, O'Gorman is, and they should be, the number one ranked team in South Dakota early on. Governors, this week we're ranked number five. Laney Rinke, good serving in that first set, starting with serve number one of the second set, sponsored by Comtech and Pierre. Here comes Kaiser trying to block an attempt by Lauren Burkhardt, but too much momentum will carry her into the net. And the first point of game number two to the home team. 1-0. Anna Malchow will serve for Aberdeen Central. And some indecision here with Rinke and Price in that back row. Rinke got her hands up a little too late. And Anna Malchow with a service ace. The Eagles start up two. Malchow right to left. She's wearing a black jersey with the gold and blue numbers and trim, and a good set from Sanchez out to Kaiser. She'll get a swing and kill from the left side. The block was there by Aberdeen, but it's over and out of bounds. And the Governors with their first point of game number two. Here won the first one once again. Terwilliger serves, returned by Aberdeen, but a block for Pierre right back to him. Christofferson, first touch this time, Sanchez to Kaiser. Oh, they blocked it back. At first, I thought that block went straight down, but a good job here. As it is Ashley Wangler getting the high fives on the Aberdeen side. Lauren Burkhardt perhaps in on that one as well. Kaiser denied that time, and only one and done for the Governors. 3-1, Aberdeen Central. Good serve down the far sideline, but a good job by Christofferson to get it up in the air. Governors clear it out. Eagles will send it left side, and that's apparently a miss that didn't get back to the net on a tapper for perhaps Leah Goff. 3-2. Governors trailing by one. Sanchez on the little running jump serve. Hitting it away. Down the line comes Grace Cook this time. Cook was a little quiet in that first set. Here's a big shot for Kaiser, but once again, Avery can't get this one down. Avery's still smiling out there. She likes the way she's hitting. I tell you, I don't blame her. She is hitting hard. She's got her timing down. She's just not quite getting the angles. And again, I think you can blame the spaciousness of this court for some of that. She'll try right side here. That one was touched, apparently, by the Eagle defense. Tap out by Schleckaway. Waldo put it back on a left-handed hook here with another shot. This time, Kaiser through the block and down. Well, maybe that's all Avery needs to do is just try to get him off the block. Cross the net from the Golden Eagles. She has her fourth kill. She and Twilliger team high honors. I'm not quite matching up with the scoreboard on the wall across the way, but doesn't matter. Here it goes. Leah Goff with a tap kill. Good redirect there. Wise play by Leah Goff, who has a lot of experience in this game. That Governor block has been so good. Goff said, well, I'm not even going to let you block this one. I'm going to redirect it back to my right, and you're going to miss it in the middle front. 5-3, Eagles lead. As they bring in Maddie Aldridge to serve, Governors set it up, and there is Campbell Boddicker. Left side, little bump, set, spike. Good for the Governors to return this serve. Campbell Boddicker with her second kill. Governors continue to do a pretty good job getting in system on quite a number of serves from Aberdeen Central. Remy Price, and again, she's the libero today, serving this time. There's a good shot, and Kaiser will return the dig or play up the dig. Terwilliger got denied nicely by the Eagles. Now Terwilliger and Beck will block. Sanchez, bump pass out to Price. Back row attack. It's Kaiser digging to the back row for Madison Miller. And now a good shot for Goff. Cross court to the back corner. Right side. It's good. I say this a lot. There's a lot of points sometimes that teams feel like it just seems like one team is outplaying the other on a particular point. And in this case, that was the Governors, but still it's Aberdeen Central who comes back and stands their ground and gets the point. So they've got a 6-4 lead. Here in the second set, and a substitution causing a bit of a delay here for Aberdeen Central. Lauren Burkhard, the eighth grader, coming in. Jackie Bindenagel said she's been here 18 years and they've never had a middle schooler playing varsity volleyball. It gives you an idea of the talent that Lauren Burkhard has. Of course, with a name like Burkhard, Sister Peyton, an all-state basketball and volleyball player, now a South Dakota State Lady Jackrabbit. Couple of reflexes and the Governors get one out off of a great block by the Eagles, and now Goff gets another cross court. The Governors thought it was going to be wide. It kind of looked like it might be, but it is apparently on the sideline, far side. So Leah Goff with three in the first, three in the second. She leads all scorers with six. Aberdeen, who had a four-point lead early in the first set, building a three-point lead here, 7-4. Second touch is over from Christofferson. Aberdeen sets it up to Burkhardt. Sanchez got it up in the air. Christofferson pushes it out. Boddicker, good. Campbell Boddicker getting her first varsity action this season. She's been on the bench, but now on the floor. And a good job from the two setters to get it up to Boddicker. Side out after three in a row for the Eagles. Back to the Governors, and Christofferson misfires yet again. She's having her struggles in serve. Tell you what, you come to Aberdeen. You know, the Governor's student body is similar, but you come to Aberdeen and make a mistake, and these guys will let you know about it. They have a good time over there in that student section. Here's a miss. This time, I believe it was Sanchez who might have tried to swing, but couldn't quite reach it. Maybe mistimed the jump just a little bit. A third error for Pier. 9-5. Eagles lead by four. We've been here before. Sawyer Barr serving. Pier punch one out there from Boddicker to the back left corner. Malchow able to make a play on it. Now covering up the tap here is Christofferson. Out to Boddicker again. This one off the bench, or off the tape. Opportunity. Backing off is Boddicker. She'll get it back. No, it's Kaiser from the back row. Palm shot, and the first touch back to the net. Eagles can't make a play out of there. A good effort by Waldo, but couldn't get it up to another player to clear it out. So a hitting error for the Eagles. And the Governors have side out, trailing 6-9. So here's Lainey Rinke. And this one will miss low and into the net. Couple in a row missed by the Governors. And here, players on the floor, especially those who might not be quite as experienced out there, they need to know that, and remember, you can't let those guys on that far side and that student body get in your head. Here's an opportunity, and this will be a kill for the Governors. Sanchez in the corner of the 10-foot line here near side puts it across. Aberdeen got two hits on it, but that first one really was a misplay, and that will be, I'm going to give Lily Sanchez her fourth kill of the day. 10-7 now. Eagles clear the serve back. Christofferson got it up in the air. Here's Kaiser up front, and this one wide to the right. Tiffany Stoser will take a timeout. Once again, the Governors trail by four. They trailed by four, 10-6 in the first. They trail by four, 11-7 here in the second. Coca-Cola break in the action for the Govs in green and black. And we're back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Back in Aberdeen, the third city in South Dakota, if you will, the hub city. And now the birthplace of a certain play-by-play announcer, as it happens. 11-7, the Eagles lead. Second set, but the Peer Governors won the first one, 25-18, and they did that in come-from-behind fashion. They'll have to try to do it again if they want to take the first two here on a Saturday afternoon in the Northeast. Amador, a 5'7 freshman coming in to serve. Out of the timeout, rotates to the back row, played up by Price. Good swat here for Kaiser, but it's dug out by Malchow in the Aberdeen back line. And now coming up with another swinging kill is Grace Cook. Aberdeen leading 11-7 without anything from Grace Cook in this second set. If she starts getting hot, then she makes it 12-7 with this swinging kill. The governor's going to have to look out. Kaiser backs off the net to play it up. Sanchez with a second touch over the two-hander this time on hit number two. Good for another kill. Lily with her second spot kill as a setter, but her fifth overall. She's had a few as a swinger, too. On attacks. Lily's back to serve this time. Malchow makes a good pass up to the setter, Erily Waldo. Outside it goes to Ashley Wangler, and this one is good for the Eagles. <laughs> 13-8. I just found out I wasn't the only one born in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Here's Madison Miller. People are texting me all over the place. Here's Schleckaway. She's got to pull it down. A little bit of a, an adjustment on a set that went a little bit long for her. Governor's struggling a bit now. 14-8, Aberdeen Central by 6, as they're past the halfway point of game number 2, as far as their points are concerned. Free ball on both sides. Sanchez, here you go, Kaiser, but Aberdeen covers it up. Nice job in the back row there. And now a tap, well, a swinging attack here for Goff, and Megan Kuzler says the governor's got a finger on that one, and that is, even though it was down long, it'll be a kill for Leah Goff. Governors give up another service point. Miller serving again. Set up outside. Schleck away. Aberdeen Central gets underneath it. Cleared away by Dorr. Another chance for Peer. Kaiser. Tapper. Dorr will get that one at the 10-foot line. Still up into the air. Another tap by the Eagles. Price from Sanchez. Now up to Kaiser. And Avery tried to block the return. Good job by the Governors, and once again, it's Lily Sanchez who gets a two-hand tap over and down. Another point of great net play, really, on both sides of the net. But the experience and the wherewithal of Lily Sanchez this time is what brings that one to an end. The Governors have the serve, but they trail by 6, 9, 15. Kaiser's serve. Wangler on the return, but Price is there to dig it out. Avery from the back row from Sanchez. This one will work. The dig by the lunging Madison Miller sends it over the media table on the near side, and Avery Kaiser with her second kill of the set, seventh in the match. She'll serve it again off of that service point. 10 serving 15. Miller with a good pass on a really nice serve by Kaiser, too. Avery gets the return dig. Pass up to Sanchez. Here's a swinging kill. Campbell Boddicker is good again. Aberdeen was in system there, but the Governors were too. And now Pierre with 3 in a row, sending Aberdeen Central into their first timeout of game number 2. Timeouts from Coca-Cola Bottling. The Governors have the first set, but they trail 15-11. In the second, we're back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Volleyball.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza. If you haven't heard or tried the new jalapeno popper pizza at Gator's, you're missing out. The jalapeno popper pizza has Philadelphia cream cheese, double smoked bacon, five different cheeses, buttermilk ranch, fresh jalapenos, jalapeno rings, set in the top Gator's homemade hand-rolled pizza crust. Mm-mm, good. And don't forget, Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, and curbside pickup, and delivery through DoorDash. Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Well, Governors, who came from behind in the first set, trying to repeat the feat here in game number two. It's 15-11. A lot of people interested in a college football game today. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeat South Dakota State in a defensive struggle, 7-3 today. It was 3-3 at halftime. Iowa gets two safeties, one in the third, one in the fourth, and they defeat the Jackrabbits 7-3. Not very often you get two safeties in one game. The Governors are back on the block once again as Danny Beck will deny the Aberdeen attack. Here on the near side, Kaiser's serve crawls across. Great job by Aerley Waldo to see that coming. Keeps it off the floor. Here's Beck, has the back pedal. Free ball away. On the move is Wangler, and this one will miss long. Point to the Governors, and being down 15-8, don't look now, but they've scored five in a row, and back within two. Third error of the set for the Golden Eagles. Here comes Kaiser from the middle of the service line. Malchow gets it up into the air. A bump pass from Waldo out to the left side. Goff taps it away. Price will push it back up in the air. Kaiser shoves it out with one hand. Here's Wangler in the middle, and she'll miss a second straight. Timing on that quick set from Waldo wasn't quite there. Aerley Waldo at 5'5", Ashley Wangler at 6 foot. You put them together side by side, and you can see the size difference, but as Kaiser will lob one to the net, and it finds its way across. Wangler is blocked by Campbell Boddicker. 15-8, forget about it. It's 15-15. The Governors have worked their way back into a tie. Kaiser still serving. She was lucky to get that one across on the lob. Now this one more of a line drive. Miller wasn't ready for it. And another timeout by Aberdeen Central, both in this second set, called on the service run or during the service rally. In progress from Avery Kaiser, and the Governors now lead 16-15. Timeout from Coca-Cola Bottling in Pierre. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Volleyball.
This Governor Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre. The 2011-12 Pierre Governor Wrestling Team accomplished something that put them in the record book. The Governors swept the ESD regular season slate, winning all seven matches against conference foes. They then won the ESD tournament. After a Region 3A team victory, the team saved the best for last, winning the State Class A state tournament title. The 2011-12 Pierre Governor Wrestling Team, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
Governors on a bit of a roll here, trying to repeat once again what they did in the first set. They get a block, returned back by the Eagles out of the timeout, and a little tapper here for McKenna Schleckaway. Believe it or not, that is Schleck's first kill of the afternoon. Now the seventh player for the Governors in the kill column, 17-15. This is nine in a row being run off by the Govs and counting. Price ranges over to keep the two-handed shove from Wangler off the floor. Now cleared out with a flat-footed swing. Schleckaway scores two in a row. Boy, the Governors have bent, but certainly not broken here in the first two sets. Seem to be getting a little bit stronger by the point. Another lob serve from Kaiser. There's a good swing for Leah Goff. As the Danny Beck block attempt, which was a good effort, is not quite able to get it back to the other side. Five kills in this set for Leah Goff. She has eight overall. Pierce scored 10 straight to go up 18-15. Now 16, serving 18 as Maddie Aldridge serves it away. Right to left, played by Price to Sanchez. Hammer from Boddicker again. Campbell Boddicker getting hot in this second game. Good passing right there, both in the return of serve and the set assist. Once again to Lily Sanchez. Boddicker with five kills this afternoon. Four of them here in this second set. Now Remy Price, oop, missed that one a little bit low. Running jumper, she got that, tossed the ball up a little too far out in front of her, had to reach it, and really had no chance to get that one across. Pierre, seven service errors, and they have had their struggles in serve a handful of times so far this season. Now 19-17 as Aralee Waldo will serve. Pass right back up to Christofferson, and then as Boddicker swings on this one, she will be blocked, and the Govs can't keep it alive. Burkhardt is there, along with Taryn Neiman, another six-footer. Haven't called Neiman's name much so far today. She did have the presence there. Service point for the Eagles, and Waldo serves again. On the move comes Terwilliger out of the back set into the slide. No good, and once again, Aberdeen swings out. Set dig for Kaiser. Swing outside Boddicker as the Governors continue to go to the hot hand, but free balling back is the Eagles. Sanchez, Christofferson, Terwilliger again. Nope. Another Eagle block. Now Burkhardt off the net. Boddicker keeps it alive through the block. She'll get it right back. And Aberdeen blocks as Neiman keeps it alive up into the air, out to the left side, and Goff can't get this one. Price, this might be the longest volley of the day so far. Boddicker denied again. Another free ball coming back, and the bump from Goff. It's Price to Christofferson. Terwilliger into the campfire. One touch, not enough. And the Pierre Governors win the long point this time. Both teams staying with it, but the Governors were the team that in that point continued to get in system a little bit better than the Eagles. Aberdeen had to send one too many free balls across. 2018, Christofferson, who has struggled in serve so far, gets this one across. On the move is Waldo. Good swing from the back row, but defended by the Governors. Ooh, and a swing here for Sanchez on a loose ball at the net, but it stayed on her side at the top of the tape. So a miss there. Sanchez ended up getting called for a double hit, as it turns out. Good game here. The second set is 20-19 Governors. But they were down 15-8 in this one, so they're still working on a 12-4 rally. But it's Sawyer Barr in to serve off the bench. Kaiser plays it. It stays in the back row. Price up to Sanchez from the 10-foot line across. Burkhardt to Kaiser. Now Christofferson behind her. Lily Sanchez block is there. The second touch, or essentially the first touch, unable to be kept in play by Burkhardt, and Lily Sanchez will score her fifth kill of this second game. 21-19. Boddicker out, rotating to the back row where Lainey Rinke will take her place. Lainey, who had a great service run in the first set, gets a low line drive across the net here. Off the net, swinging is Cook. Here defends. Rinke got a touch in there. She'll free ball it out as well, getting it back from Price. Now Cook again. My goodness. Hot shot for Grace Cook, and that's what we mean. It's been a soft, kind of a light day for Grace Cook scoring-wise. That's just her fourth kill, but again, if Aberdeen Central can get her in the swing of things, literally as well as figuratively, then their chances will greatly improve. Here's Terwilliger through the block and down. Not a pretty point, but good enough. There's Reese. Has her second of the game and the sixth of the day. 22-20. Governors maintaining the lead. Slim as it's been of late. Now Reese with a serve across. Took coming back. Will tap it over. Rinke, nice job up front. And she stays on her own side. Here free balls it back. Now a tapper on the return by Cook. Couldn't get a swing on it. Sanchez will try to swing, but Cook will block and defend. Ace block for Grace Cook of Lily Sanchez's attack this time. And again, Pierre can't get a bigger lead than two. It's back to one with this rally point, 22-21 Governors. First set belongs to Pierre. Burkhardt is out. This is Dorer back in to serve. Kaiser is back in up front now. Malchow digs it up to the front row. Nothing on this one from Wangler in the middle. Now Sleckaway will swing, and Malchow digs out again. Now Schleck away. Up front, Kaiser swings and scores. The governor is still sending it in Kaiser's direction. I'll tell you what, Anna Malchow in place of Sydney Evans. Sydney Evans is a fine, fine libero, but Anna Malchow is normally just listed as a defensive specialist. Is doing quite a job in relief of Evans. Here's an ace from the back row, Lily Sanchez. Malchow let that one go, thinking it was long. The governor's now finally at set point. Sanchez's second single of the day, 24 serving 21. Lily, again, straight to Malchow. Good pass up to Waldo. Behind her, it comes to Cook. Rinke will dig that one up. Sanchez runs it down. It's back to Rinke, but Laney mishits, and the governor's set point will wait at least one more. But they did have a little bit of a cushion, now leading by two. Aberdeen still has to have two of them, at least, to force what you might consider a deuce situation. Cook serving. It's Kaiser, and she'll get it back. On the back set from Sanchez, perfect. Avery Kaiser, Lily Sanchez working that one to perfection, and it's 25-22, your final score in game number two. That coming from the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, sponsored by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. And with that victory, the Governors are up 2-0 on the match scoreboard. Governor Volleyball, sponsored in part by your Pierre Sports Marketing Partners, and they include Midco, Maher Law Office, Floss Dentistry, First Dakota National Bank, and Delta Dental. Also, Comtech, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, the Capital City Campus, Anderson Rumsfeld Dental, American Bank and Trust, and All Around Graphics in Pierre. Pierre Sports Marketing Partners, Pierre Governor Volleyball, your official voice of the Governors. River 92.7, we're back for game number three after halftime in 90 seconds. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Offices located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Yesway proudly supports the Pierre Governors. Go Govs!
Let's go team, let's go!
After the game, Yesway Rewards members can cool down with two bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Waihi Federal Credit Union member? At Waihi Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre, because at Waihi Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Waihi Federal Credit Union.
Now the Governors once again come from behind in that second set, just as they did in the first, and it's even more impressive of a comeback in that second game. First set, they were down 10-6. They came back and won at 25-18, using the blocking defense especially to help spur the movement. And in the second game, down 15-8 at one point, an Avery Kaiser service run that saw Campbell Boddicker in particular heat up front. The Governors, get this, 17 kills unofficially in that second set, and they come from behind to beat Aberdeen 25-22. But Aberdeen Central will get the first point of game number three. Here's return of the Comtech first serve from Sawyer Barr, went back to the net, and a two-hand put away for Grace Cook. And Aberdeen strikes first. First serve sponsored by Comtech Communication and Electronic Services in Pierre. Second serve for Barr stays in the net, and it's 1-1. The thing I see from the scoreboard up above here in Aberdeen, they've got kind of a new board, and they put elapsed times of each set so far. And the first set went 18 minutes, 25 seconds. The second one goes 22 minutes, and 25 seconds. A little bit longer, a few more points. Here's first serve from Terwilliger is put back on a bump set spike for Taryn Neiman, I believe it was. Yep, she gets her first kill of the day. We just mentioned a little while ago that she's had kind of a quiet day so far. Service ace this time and a misplay in the back row of an Anna Malchow serve, who has her second ace of the day. And that's all Aberdeen has had so far in this match. Three serving one, third set. Governor's up two. Would love to have a sweep. There's Kaiser. And Avery Kaiser through the block, and that one good. I think that was Sanchez once again with the set assist, although both setters are out there. The Governor's in system that time. This is Sanchez rotating to serve. And this time it's back to Schleckaway. She'll get it back again. She'll leave it on the Governor's side. In system they come. Good block and a great keep alive by Remy Price. Aberdeen denied Avery Kaiser, and now Malchow will try to take a swing from the back row, but that stays low and into the net. Remy Price made that play. Remy wearing the libero jersey here today, and it's been an adjustment, but so far I think a good one at that. 3-3. Sanchez serves again up the near sideline. Cook will play it back. This one off the net, but a good swing for Ashley Wangler. That'll be her fourth kill. Mentioned earlier, Pierre has seven players in the kill column until Taryn Neiman had one a couple of points ago. Aberdeen Central, through three sets, only had three players in the kill column. Pierre outscored them in that category, 17-8. In the second set, Cook on the tap. Block! Schleckaway, Beck. Teaming up on that one, they announced Schleckaway as the point scorer that time. She's got three on defense, two on offense, and a 4-4 tie. And here comes Kaiser. As Amador cut in front of Malchow, the libero, and then she thought better of it. She's got to let the libero do her job, but miscommunication there, and that's an easy ace for Avery Kaiser. Ace number four for the Governors. Kaiser with two, Sanchez with two. Swing down the left side, Wangler. It's Price digging it back up. Now Boddicker back in up front on the left side. Free ball on the return off of a nice dig, though, by Aberdeen. There is Schleckaway into a set push by Wangler, but she got that one into the net and then had to back off, and nobody could get another one. And Schleckaway will score again for the Governors, who now lead 6-4. Three in a row. Yet again. Dorr plays it up, but more free ball in here from Aberdeen Central. Price stays in the back with the set to Kaiser. She'll be dug out of the back row. And Aberdeen will miss with Dorr unable to get this one across. You know, I tell you what, this game has been played so well. This match has been played so well on both sides. But where Aberdeen struggle, or where Aberdeen Central has started to struggle, as Kaiser misses short and into the net on this serve, it really, Aberdeen's struggles have been simply because of the fact that they are not getting in system nearly as consistently as the Governors are. They're making so many good plays. You can see what ability Aberdeen Central has, but it's just not quite. It's very good, don't get me wrong. It's just not quite to the level of what the Governors are showing so far in this match. Leah Goff, there you go. See, that's what we're talking about. You see the ability, you see them in system, and Leah Goff swings and scores here. Governors unable to make a play on that one. Here had a 7-4 lead. Now it's 7-6. Madison Miller sends one deep to Price. She'll put it in play right back up to the middle, and Sanchez back set to Schleckaway, but there's a dig. Now Wangler is on the move out right side, and as Sanchez tries to keep it off the floor underneath, her hand goes across the center line, and that'll induce the whistle and a kill for Ashley Wangler. And now it's the Eagles with three in a row to match the Governors at 7-7. Good lob serve here by Maddie Miller. Swing outside Boddicker. Eagles are able to keep it in play. Cleared out by Malchow. Here's Schleckaway with the swing. Oh, and a lunging keep alive by Miller. But Aberdeen can't keep it in play. That was a great effort just to get under that one off of the block from Madison Miller. But It is Schleckaway with another kill. Tie match or tie set broken here now. It's 8-7. Here comes Remington Price, the senior, now libero for the Governors. Good push here, and the Govs caught flat-footed on this one for Wangler. Or is that Goff again? Nope, it's Leah Goff. Goff with 10 kills, and that is actually match high. The Governors have spread out their attacks so much in this set, or in this match, that 10 kills from Leah Goff is more than any peer player. Good aggressive serve from Aberdeen. Free ball back. Here's Neiman. And that's good. Taryn Neiman taps one over the Governor block on the left side. Now Aberdeen Central trying to build some Uncle Mo once again, as they lead 9-8. Wangler serving. Good line drive. Sanchez will make it a play up in the air to Christofferson. Boddicker. Wangler with the dig. Now a lob, and this one goes long, and a good job backing off of that one from Kaiser and Sanchez and company. A miss for the Eagles, their third of this set. Neither team has made a lot of errors. Pierre actually had 7 errors in that second game. 10 overall if you include the serving. 9 serving 9. We're all knotted up. Set number 3, but the Governors are up 2 sets so far in the match. Tapped across, two-hander, Christofferson, Price. Kaiser is denied, but it's back to Peer and Christofferson. And it's Terwilliger, not quite on the same page there. Reese will punch it into the net. It stays. And it'll be a point to the Golden Eagles once again. Peer settles for just one serve that time. 10-9. Waldo serving. Kaiser plays it up, but nobody home in the front line left side, and an ace for Arely Waldo. 2 where if you're Peer and you're up 2 sets to none, you played so well to get those 2, and you haven't buckled when you've had deficits, as Kaiser swings to the back row from the back row, and we'll get that one out of the reach of Malchow. That'll be a kill for Avery Kaiser, but again, if you're Peer, as well as you've played here in this third set, complacency is not a good thing. You don't want to get settled in. You got to continue to play aggressively, continue to serve aggressively. We'll see what Laney Rinke can do off the bench. He'll send one deep to Malchow. Good pass up to Waldo here, but a tapper from Lauren Burkhardt. Now Sanchez tries to get hit number 2 across. Aberdeen plays it back, but Goff is blocked. Terwilliger and Sanchez with the presence up front. Reese Terwilliger with her third block point, and we're tied again. 11-11. We've been tied at every point since 7-7, or every number, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. But now Rinke tries to get a little extra on this one, and we'll miss a little bit long. Second service error in the set for the Governors, and Aberdeen maintaining a one-point lead, 12-11. Sawyer Barr's turn. Checking back in. A net serve played by Rinke. Good pass up to Christofferson. Sanchez taps one out. Burkhardt was expecting something a little quicker to get to her. That'll be a kill for Lily Sanchez. We'll assist to Elise Christofferson, and we're tied again at 12. Reese Terwilliger's turn. 6 peanut butter cups on Thursday night. None so far for Reese here, but still got some game to go. There's Sanchez with a big swing. The dig is up to the rafters and down quickly. Christofferson and Sanchez teaming up again. 9 kills for Lily Sanchez as she and Avery Kaiser have team high honors. Actually, they've got 5 kills for Lily up top on that scoreboard. So, yeah, sometimes we don't quite see the same things. So hooking serve this time by Terwilliger. It'll just miss wide, maybe a little bit long. 13-13. Govs had a brief lead at 13-12, but now tied up again. Malchow's serve played up into the slide. Good block this time. That is Wangler to deny McKenna Schleckaway. Ashley Wangler with the 5th ace block for the Golden Eagles. As they seesaw back in front now, 14-13. Malchow will give it back, though. This one goes long. tied at 14. And again, we have been tied at every juncture or every number since 7-7 in this third set. This one's very much up in the air. Sanchez's turn. Left to right, gets it away. Grace Cook laid it up, wanted it back, but the swing on the outside from Lauren Burkhardt is blocked by the governor's back and over her head, out of bounds, far side. Burkhardt has her first kill of the afternoon. And she will promptly check out as her spot rotates to the back row. That means Emma Dore coming back in. 15-14, Golden Eagles. Sanchez across the way to Schleck away from the 10-foot line. Aberdeen defense. Another block here for Danny Beck. Stays on the Golden Eagles side. Wangler down the sideline. Good. In the back right corner. Ashley Wangler now with three in this set. She has six. 6 foot junior. Swinging pretty well. Loose volleyball. And one of the net officials gets that out of there. We go again. 16-14 Eagles. Here's Schleckaway, and this time she is blocked but back and out of bounds. Emma Schleckaway, or McKenna Schleckaway, will score again. Avery Kaiser's turn to serve. It's 15, serving 16 now. Avery, just a little bit long. She has, you know, the funny thing here with Avery Kaiser is, I'll say, she hasn't had her best match. She's had three service errors. She's had several hitting errors, but she still is playing with a lot of fire. And that's what you get with Avery Kaiser. Big shot. Campbell Boddicker. She's back. Cross-court set from Lily Sanchez. And Campbell, the 5'10 junior, with a smash. Tiffany Stoster has just been sort of waiting for the right time to get Boddicker back in the in the flow of things. Here's a block by Terwilliger on a golf tapper. Reese Terwilliger with the ace block, her fourth of the afternoon. And the Governors, who were trailing 17-15, that has been matched at 17 now. Remington Price in the white jersey. And that is good. She hooks it left. Aberdeen thought it was going to be long. Megan Kusler says it's online, and the Golden Eagle student body, who could look right down that sideline, still in disagreement. 18-17, Pierre back in front. They're looking for a three-game sweep, but not if Airlie Waldo has anything to say about it. Little backhanded swat. Pierre had a hand on it, but it comes down, and Waldo with a spot kill from the setter position. And we're tied at 18 now. Governors will duck underneath a Wangler serve, and this one does go long. Aberdeen only had two service errors in this whole match, both of them in the first set coming into this third game, but now they've had three in set three. This one gives the Governors a one-point lead again. 19-18 for Stofferson. Back in to rotate to the back row. Neiman is on the move, and she will tap a slide route home. Good pass from Waldo there. A lot of times on that slide, when you get a back set, and usually for the right-handed hitters, it's on the outside right, but you expect a big swing. And in this case, Taryn Neiman changed the pace, and Waldo rotates to serve, and she'll get a service ace. What a good time for a timeout here. Good third set going. Aberdeen Central takes a 20-19 lead on the second ace of the game and in the match for Airlie Waldo. Timeouts from Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Grab another Coke and be back in 30 seconds. The Governors will try to finish when we return with more Governor Volleyball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive. Yeah!
Back in Aberdeen, Brian Oakland with the play-by-play as we reach the 4 o'clock hour and beyond. Erlie Waldo will continue to serve. She sent us to a timeout with a service ace, and now a misplay back over and out of bounds by the Governors. And another ace for Waldo makes it 21-19. Golden Eagles trying to stay alive. They need this set at least. There's Boddicker off a 10-foot line into the net. Aberdeen keeps it in play, but they'll hit it back to their bench. And Campbell Boddicker with another point for the Governors. Hey, Gov fans, if you are on drgnews.com, keep in mind we've got our Players' Perspective podcasts and had a couple of post-game interviews with Avery Kaiser and Lily Sanchez last week in the wins over the Rapid City Schools. And, well, that's what David Burrell has put up on our most recent Players' Perspective podcast, our post-game interviews with Kaiser and Sanchez. Avery Kaiser, our first two-time participants in the Players' Perspective. So something to listen to and look forward to at drgnews.com. Rinky served for the Governors. The Eagles come back and through the block and down. It's good for Leah Goff. Here's blocking ever-present, but have not been able to keep them in play all the time. Now the Eagles lead by one again, 22-21, as we race to 25. Sawyer Barr, played by Rinke, got it up in the air. Plenty of time for Christofferson to run it down, but it's a free ball back by the Governors. Aberdeen looking for a swing. Didn't get a lot on it from Grace Cook. Price will get it back, and the lob. Too long, too strong for Remy Price. Remy, of course, has been a front row player and swinger and a lot of the season, her Governor career as well, but now relegated to back row duty as a libero. Misses this one. The Governors will take a timeout. 23-21 Eagles, Coca-Cola break in the action back in 30. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Well, the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles playing without their primary libero, Sydney Evans, playing very well. But so far, the Governors still looking for a three-game sweep out of the timeout. Sawyer Barr will pitch one too long. And the Governors still with a chance to come from behind yet again. Trailing 22, serving 23. Reese Terwilliger on to serve. Top server for the Governors the last time they played two nights ago. The Governor block is there to deny Grace Cook. Free ball now. Here come the Govs. Christofferson, Kaiser in good time there. One, two. Good job, Aberdeen Central, to get that one across with some reflex. Christofferson will try again behind her to Sanchez. That's no good. Now it's Burkhardt, a two-hand shove away. Terwilliger with the first touch here over to Kaiser, and it's on the back end line. Good. Avery Kaiser with kill number three in the game, 10 in the match, three in a row for the Governors. Make it two in a row, but we're tied at 23, and the Eagles need to take their final timeout. We'll take it once again with them. 30 seconds from Coca-Cola bottling back to see if the Govs can finish a three-game sweep. This is Governor Volleyball.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
23-23, crunch time as Reese Terwilliger almost missed one, but it's played by Grace Cook. Governors get bailed out. They deny. Aberdeen on the attack. Kaiser tries to return one. No good here. Cook once again. That is good for the Eagles. Good net play again for Aberdeen Central. Grace Cook gives them a kill that they sorely needed. And Aberdeen has a game point here, leading 24-23. Third set, the Governors got the first two. A little bit of a misplay in the return of serve, but Sanchez and Kaiser will get it out of there. Cook, a little bit of a catch and throw. Here's Christofferson keeping it alive on a good hustle. Rinke's bump. Trouble, returned right back. Now Sanchez on number two. Can't get it to go. Tapper out by Aberdeen. Sanchez across the way. Kaiser! No. Good job by Waldo to dig that one out. Now it's back to Pier. Price, Christofferson, Sanchez is good. Governors right now trying for a three-game sweep. They don't want to mess around with game number four. They'd really love to close this one out, but it's tied at 24-24. Danny Beck checks in to play the front row for Elise Christofferson as Sanchez rotates. Here's a net serve, but it is a cross. Chance for Aberdeen, but no. Still a free ball return. Sanchez to Kaiser, but it's a block for the Eagles. Lauren Burkhardt, the eighth grader, with a big denial of Avery Kaiser. Set point number two now for Aberdeen Central, 25-24. Burkhardt out. They'll send the freshman Emma Dorer in to serve. Aberdeen again needs this one, but Dorer can't get the finish. This one goes long, and the service errors are now up to five for Aberdeen after only two combined in the first two sets. Campbell Boddicker, one of the hot hands for the Governors, checks in for Lainey Rinke. She'll rotate up front, 25-25. Kaiser serves. Malchow played it up. It's cleared out by Waldo. The Governors get a chance with Sanchez out to Boddicker. God! Through the block, touching down into the campfire. Boddicker with eight kills, and Aberdeen will take their final timeout here in game number three. We'll keep it here. Of course, it is another Coca-Cola timeout. The Governors now lead 26-25. They fought off two set points by Aberdeen Central at 24-23 and again at 25-24. Here has scored the last 2 points. Now they've got their first match point here in the third set. Thinking back on our pregame conversation with Coach Jackie Bindenagle of Aberdeen Central, they went five in Huron on Thursday night, lost that fifth set 15-12. And we said, we agreed, those are the matches that you really want to play to kind of set you up, especially for the better competition the rest of the way. And that's continued. And today for Aberdeen Central here against Pier is a lob serve that just floated upward and further upward and then outward for Avery Kaiser. So match point, we'll have to wait. It is 26-26. And now Aberdeen Central will bring in Madison Miller, the 5'7 junior, to serve, but she'll hook it left and out of bounds on the near side. And the Governors will have another opportunity here. 27-26. Schleckaway out. Price returns to the back row to serve from the middle back. She'll lob it across. Played by Miller up to Waldo. Outside Leah Goff. Block. Governors win it. Reach for Williger. With the ace block, her fifth of the match. And what a third set for the Governors. What a come-from-behind effort. Time and time and one more time again. All three sets, the Governors fight off significant deficits. And they end up winning each one of them in a three-set sweep. Your final score in Game 3 on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's Pier 28, Aberdeen Central 26. The three-set sweep, a good win for the Governors, 25-18, 25-22, 28-26. The Governors stay perfect on the young season at 5-0. They're 2-0 against ESD competition. Aberdeen Central falls to 1-1 in conference and 1-2 in conference, 3-2 overall. Great match by Aberdeen Central and gritty gutty, but the Governors just a little bit better on this particular day, and we'll talk about it after a three-minute timeout. It'll be our Family Dental post-game show, Family Dental with offices in Pier and Gettysburg. Conversation with the winning head coach, and Big plays of the game, your player of the game, and a full recap, of course, all coming up in your Family Dental postgame. 3 minutes, and we're back. This is Pierre Governor Volleyball and your official home of Pierre Governor Athletics, River 92.7, drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Beck Motor Company is celebrating 53 years in the car business. Find huge discounts on all pre-owned vehicles. Just look for the bright tags in the windows. Tires, buy three, get one free. And as always, the price match guarantee every day. BMW Gooseneck Turnover Hitch, only $549 while supplies last. Light detail, $75 and $90. We thank you for your loyalty the past 53 years. Beck Motor Company, Pierre. Beck-Motors.com.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
You know, I tell you what, folks, I say it a lot. If you haven't gotten into volleyball, if you're just one of these fans, then there's nothing wrong with just going to football and basketball games and things like that. But you got to get into high school volleyball. It's the excitement, maybe the most exciting high school sport, especially when you get good play like what we saw time and time again on both sides of the net. Aberdeen Central, I thought, played a really good match. It's just going to be one of those cases where the fifth-ranked Governors just made more plays in this one. I think experience certainly was in the Governor's favor, and that had a lot to do with it. But all in all, these two teams are going to meet each other again in a few weeks, and really, this was a good prelude to that one, which will be at Riggs High Gym. And keep in mind, without Sydney Evans today, Aberdeen Central, they should have her back by then, and there will be more good defense in that back row from the Golden Eagles. And just an outstanding match and very, very fun to be a part of this one and to call it. But a great win for the Governors as they win it in straight sets. I mean, sometimes you win a match in straight sets, and a lot of times you think it's a blowout. But that's not really the case here. It just did not seem like a blowout by any means whatsoever. But 25-18, 25-22, 28-26, the win for Pierre. The impressive thing, though, for Pierre is that they come from behind, and granted, they had some early deficits, but they were somewhat significant, as we mentioned. They were down 10-6 in the first set, and then they come back with six in a row. They take a 12-10 lead, a lead that they did not relinquish, and I think Aberdeen Central kind of felt a little bit snake-bitten after that. They stayed tough at 13-12 and 14-13, but Pierre built a bit more of a cushion at 17-13 and then 20-14, and they, in fact, win at 25-18 in that first set. Aberdeen Central had the early lead in game number two as well. Pierre had a 4-3 lead, but Aberdeen came back and built a 9-5 lead, and that lead grew to 15-8 at one point. But then Avery Kaiser in serve comes in and serves 10 in a row. The front line played great. There were people up front while Kaiser was playing in the back row, particularly. The front row just played outstanding. People blocking and new people in there getting chances to attack. And Campbell Boddicker in particular had a great run in that set. So the Governors being down 8-15, come from behind and take an 18-15 lead. And even though they were challenged, they never gave that lead up. Aberdeen was close at 21-20. But the Governors got set point at 24-21, trading side outs, and a 25-22 victory in game number two. And then, again, the Golden Eagles, after the Governors had an early 7-4 lead, but Aberdeen came back. We had a lot of ties at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, all the way up to 14. Aberdeen got a two-point lead at 16-14, and then led 17-15 before the Governors finally took three in a row and went up by one again at 18-17. But then we tied at 23-23. Pierre scored a couple of points to force that tie. Then we tied at 24, tied at 25. The Governors actually took a 26-25 lead, but a service error tied it up again. However, the Governors get a returning service error from Aberdeen Central and then a defensive point on the block by Reese Terwilliger to finish that this match off, as it turned out, finish a great third set away from that standpoint, 28-26, the final in the third game. And the stats, I'll tell you what, are going to be one-sided perhaps to the Governors, but really it is, I just don't know if that tells the whole story of how exciting this match was. Let's take a look at these stats. 41-28, the Governors do outkill Aberdeen Central. And instead of six players in the kill column like they've had more most of the time in their first four matches, now they're getting seven. Put Campbell Boddicker in the mix, and you know, you got Remington Price, so she's not getting the kills so much in the back row, but you've got new weapons all over the place, and it's going to be exciting to see what the Governors can do, especially if Boddicker can play as well as she did today going forward. 41 kills for the Governors, two in double figures. That's Lily Sanchez and Avery Kaiser, and Kaiser in particular did not have a really great day. She was missing things, and I think I'm going to ask the coach about the dimensions and the contour of this gym, but that's basically what I believe was part of the issue for Avery Kaiser and some of the early struggles that she has. But she still leads, along with Lily Sanchez, the Governors, with 10 kills apiece. Then Campbell Boddicker, the 5'10 junior, first chance to play up front this season in the varsity matches, and she comes up with 8 kills, 5 of those in that second set. Next in line with 6 is Reese Terwilliger. McKenna Schleckaway has 5, and she had 3 big ones in this third set as well. Single kills apiece for Danny Beck and for Elise Christofferson, who got one set across as well. 41 in the kill column in three games for the Governors, and they go 12-17 and 12. Just a great offensive set in that second one when they got 17 kills down. For Aberdeen Central, just 28 there in that department. Leah Goff with 11 to lead all scorers in the kill column. Grace Cook held in check with 6. Ashley Wangler will check in with 6. Tara Neiman had 3, all of those in the third game. Erily Waldo and Lauren Burkhard with 1 kill apiece as well. Meanwhile, blocking is where a lot of the damage was done. Aberdeen had a good block with 6 block points, but 11 ace blocks for the Governors in this one. Reese Terwilliger with 5, McKenna Schleckaway with 3, and then you had 1 each for Danny Beck, Avery Kaiser, Campbell Boddicker. a couple of blocks apiece for Wengler and Burkhardt on the Aberdeen side. Serving is pretty even in the ace column, 5-5, 2 for Kaiser, 2 for Sanchez, 1 for Price. Erly Waldo had a good service run with 3 aces in the third set, and a Malchow with 2 as well. The Governors do commit 12 errors in serve, and Aberdeen with 8, but another big stat for the Eagles is that 6 of those 8 came in the third set. And then hitting errors overall will number about 14 for the Governors, and let's call it 13 for Aberdeen Central. Good match, fun match, and here to talk about it is the victorious head coach, Tiffany Stosur. This is kind of the competitive style. It's a three-game sweep. Sometimes three-game sweeps, you automatically think blowout. Absolutely not. You're thinking this is a tough match, a great opponent, and boy, a hard-earned and well-deserved victory on the part of your players today.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, we went ahead and switched our rotation just yesterday. So, you know, we even had a short practice yesterday. So they maybe had 15 minutes that we kind of messed around in it a little bit, and then we just put it to work here. So there was definitely some little bit of chaos with that. You know, we're not used to, we had plays, you know, when Remy was on the outside and they talked to each other and they set things up and we'll get there, but we just haven't done that yet. So there's a little bit of chaos. There's some hitting. We had a lot of hitting errors, a lot of serving errors. But when you take a team like Aberdeen, you know, you want to beat them early. You don't want to let them hang around. And, we had to come back in every set, and that's something that we've been working on. You know, I thought in the first couple matches we lost a set and then waited till the next set to come back. Now they're doing it within sets, which is improvement for us.
You came from behind in all three sets. Yeah. So you're down 4 early in the first, and you kind of won that one going away. But being down by 7, 15-8 in the second, then you pitch 10 in a row, and you're down 23-21 in that third set. And this team definitely has no quit in it. That's a sports cliche, but, I mean, it holds true here.
Yeah, yeah, that just shows what their mental game is. You know, they're gaining confidence, and they're growing as a group, and some senior leadership and some juniors coming in there and getting some jobs done. So I'm happy with the effort tonight.
You know, and the thing about it was, we talked on Thursday night after the Douglas match coming into this one, the dimensions of this court, it's so much more spacious. Yeah. And I thought Avery in particular really had her struggles. She was missing balls, missing swings, and most of them going a little bit long. Do you suppose in her mind that maybe she just had more room to work with than she really did?
Yeah, you know, this is a different gym, and the depth perception is a lot. You know, she told me that she felt like she was barely serving the ball and they were soaring out of bounds. And so, you know, not too stressed about it. The thing is, we have to have other people start working when Avery's struggling. And, you know, she had how many, 10 kills or something tonight, so it's not like she was struggling that much. But when she's not putting balls down, we've got to have other people step up, and I'm thankful that we do, and I thought our girls did that.
Exactly what you had, and we're going to continue to use the word weapons all season long. And why not? You got a new weapon now in the way Campbell played today. Yeah. I mean, just outstanding. You're setting people up. And not only did, especially in that second set with Campbell Boddicker, as we're talking about, she started to get hot, and then you did exactly what I love, and you keep going back to the hot hand. I mean, the girls kept feeding her, and she just played outstanding today.
Yeah, I think the older girls, especially in our setters, did a nice job of saying, hey, Campbell, we're totally confident. We know what you can do. We play defense against you every day. I'm going to set you up. That middle back, they left it open for us, and I thought our offense was faster in their block. So Campbell jumped high, so we just told her, you know, when you get that 5 set, we want you to go high outside and then just swing right down the middle, because it's wide open for you. And I thought she did that several times.
I was doing starting lineups for Aberdeen, and I'm looking 6 footer. I mean, they've got a lot of height.
Yep.
This is kind of what Aberdeen has had over the years. Maybe not so much the last couple of years, but now they're getting back at that. And I'm thinking Governor Block is going to have to come up big today. 11 blocks. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's kind of what we saw last year, but it seems like a little more of that today. Outstanding defense.
We worked a lot on blocking, a lot. You know, even if we just get a touch, that helps so much for our back row defense. And so, you know, there's still some that aren't getting closed, and I'm not trying to make them be a perfect team. I know no teams are perfect, but I think there's improvement to do on closing some of those with our middles, but we'll continue to push. Tonight was a good effort on the blocking.
All right. So just a lot of great things today. And, you know, the error numbers may be a little high in that second set, but I think the errors, other than the serving errors, certainly encouraging too. So now you look ahead and you got Mitchell coming, and you know, Mitchell's had their ups and downs. I think early it looks like a team that you know, they're going to beat the teams they're supposed to. That looks like they could struggle against teams in the upper echelon right now. What do you see from the Colonels?
You know, I think, you know, they've got that good senior Lizzie Tyler, and I think they run their offense around her. So I know they're playing here today, or here and today. I'm going to watch some film on them on the bus ride home and tonight. We're practicing Monday. Like to see how they set her up and kind of where they go with the ball. Well coached. I know they'll be defensively ready, defensively sound. They play fundamental volleyball, and sometimes it's a struggle to play teams that are good with fundamentals. So we'll see how it goes.
Turns out Huron, as we check the score, did sweep them, but only won by two in each the second and the third sets. So you've got some good teams here, Aberdeen, Mitchell, and then, of course, Huron is still unbeaten, and and you're still unbeaten. District 3AA, if it was still alive, looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's some good old-fashioned ESD stuff going on.
So a lot of good things coming up, Coach. Just a really fun win today. And I started the post game here by saying, hey, if you go to sports to see football and basketball and you're missing out on volleyball, you're missing out on an awful lot.
Well, we appreciate that. These girls work hard, and good volleyball is fun to watch, and they're playing some good volleyball.
Absolutely. Look forward to more of that coming up Tuesday night, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Stoser, the head coach of the Governors, as Pierce sweeps Aberdeen Central 3-0. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We've got more of our post game coming up, and we're back with big plays of this game from Hermanson Endodontics when we return in Steal Your Player of the game to announce as well. Our family dental post game continues in 3 minutes. This is Governor Volleyball.
Hey, DQ fans, we're giving the people what they want. 2 Blizzard Treats of the Month. That's right. September means pumpkin pie, and the brand new Cinnamon Roll Center's Blizzard Treat have arrived. We're so excited, we just couldn't wait to tell you. Pumpkin pie is a fall classic made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And the new Cinnamon Roll Center's is jam-packed with your favorite soft cinnamon roll pieces. Hurry in and taste them for yourself today. Only at DQ. Happy, taste good.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
Back in Aberdeen, and welcome back to the Family Dental postgame in a three-game sweep by the Governors, 25-18, 25-22, 28-26. And again, a very hard-fought match, played very well on both sides. The Governors just making a few more plays, and that leads us into the next segment of this postgame as we talk about the big plays of the game. Big play sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And it is the come-from-behind efforts. It's going to be our big plays of the game, especially, you know, honorable mention in the first game comeback down 10-6. There's plenty of time to come back from that, but six in a row did put the Governors up 12-10 with Laney Rinke in serve, and Pierre won that game going away. But the second game and the deficit they had there, 15-8, before Avery Kaiser serving runs off 10 in a row. And the front row kind of leading the way. A lot of things started going the way of the Governors, and they held off Aberdeen Central in the end, 25-22. And then we mentioned a significant deficit in all three. They only trailed late 23-21, but still at that point, I think 23-21 is a significant deficit, even though it's only 2 points. But you're getting awful close to giving up a set, and the Governors fought back to tie at 23. Then they tied at 24 to fight off a set point. Then they were down 25-24. They got that set, or got that point. In fact, scored a 26-26 tie, and they scored the last two to win at 28-26. So, yeah, they fought off three set points, and they missed on one match point themselves at 26-25, but still, the come-from-behind efforts of the Governors, especially in Game 2, down 15-8, then up 18-15. That's your Hermanson Endodontics. Big plays of the game here in this three-set sweep. Big plays from Hermanson Endodontics and Pierre. We'll hear from them and take a final break, and we'll come back and announce our player of the game, and then look ahead to what's to come in Governor Volleyball and other Governor sports when we return with more Governor Volleyball.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach at the same time. Heading to the campground? Fishing the waters? Cowboy Country Store is ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas too. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Back once again in Aberdeen, hearing from Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. It's time for your Cowboy Country Stores Player of the Game announcement. And again, you're looking at some good play on the opposite side of the net, and a pat on the back to Leah Goff. And Airely Waldo, I think, a fine setter for Aberdeen Central. Got to give credit to Anna Malchow, pinch hitting as the libero, who did a great job as well. I think the Governors did a pretty good job in holding Grace Cook in check. And again, that might be one of the keys to the game. Next time these two teams meet, they may try to get Grace Cook pounding a little bit more frequently somehow, some way. But player of the game nominees are there for the Governors, as a lot of people played well. Another good night for Lily Sanchez with 10 kills, 13 assists, couple of aces in there. She just continues to do it all. There were two aces and a blot for Avery Kaiser to go with her 10 kills. And McKenna Schleckaway, Reese Terwilliger doing a great job blocking up at the net. But this day kind of belonged to Campbell Boddicker, the 5'10" junior, plugged into the lineup for the first time this season. She comes up huge with 4 kills in the second set, 3 more in the third, and she became really a trusted weapon She got a block at the net too, and those eight kills plus the block point came at key times in the second and third sets. It wasn't just the fact that she was getting her points and her swings and scoring. It was kind of when they were occurring, and they were really at important times. And now, along with these other big swingers that the Governors have, every one of them can hit awful hard. And Campbell Boddicker is just another Exhibit A. She's not Exhibit B or C or D or anything. All six of the Governors that they've got that can really swing the volleyball are Exhibit A in, let's use the word once again, weaponry that they have. Campbell Boddicker is tonight's player of the game, sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. She'll get a t-shirt noting her accomplishments, helping the Governors to a hard-fought but still a three-set sweep. 25-18, 25-22, 28-26. Aberdeen with the loss falls to 3-2. They lost to Huron Thursday. They lose to Pier today. They've got winnable matches coming up when they travel with the Governors out to the Northern Hills next weekend. Governors will be at Sturgis Friday, Aberdeen at Spearfish, and then on Saturday, the Golden Eagles go to Sturgis on Saturday afternoon while the Governors head up to Spearfish. Meanwhile, the Governors have a matchup with the Mitchell Colonels, as we were talking about, Tuesday night, another 3AA opponent, the old 3AA. Obviously, it doesn't exist anymore, but that should be a good one. Riggs High Gym, the 5-0. Pier Governors will be back home, so come on out and support that team against veteran head coach Deb Thill and Lizzie Tyler and the Mitchell Colonels. Looking forward to it. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first serve here on River 92.7. And then when the Governors go to Sturgis and Spearfish next weekend, no conflicts with football. We'll have both of those matches, but David Burrell will have them next weekend here on River 92.7. Governor football, by the way, who got a 48-0 win at Brookings last night, will host the Mitchell Colonels a week from tonight. It's a Saturday night game once again at Hollister Field, 6:25, pregame 6:30, or rather 7 o'clock kickoff next Saturday when the Govs host the Colonels. So we've got you covered. That is what's happening in the on-air Governor sports. David Burrell will have all the details in his sportscast coming up in the week ahead as well. Actually, I think he'll be gone a couple of days, but we'll keep you covered on what's going on in Governor Sports and all the stations of DRG Media Group and at drgnews.com. Good effort here by the Governors, good effort by the Eagles, but Pier wins it 3-0. Our thanks to Caleb Brozek and Live Ticket for giving us the video direction on this one. You can watch it back on demand once we sign off on the River 92.7 page of drgnews.com. And with Daniel Peterson in studio and Heather Williams, who was a I appreciate the dog sitting as we had to take to the road today. Thank you so much for that and for running our show in studio as well. Thanks to you for joining us. A good day as the Governors stay perfect, 5-0 on the season, sweeping the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard one more time, 25-18, 22, and 28-26. Governors, right here. Your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7. We wish you a great rest of this Saturday and a great Labor Day holiday weekend, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Pier Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pier. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsipa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, ComTech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Peer Governors, River 92.7.